This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The leader of the Islamic State is showing his face for the first time in 5 years, appearing in an 18-month-long video posted to the Internet Monday. U.S. intelligence officials are aware of the new video but have yet to verify its authenticity. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi remains the world's most wanted man with a $25 million bounty on his head. Despite several claims of his death the last few years, a video released by the group's propaganda wing shows an apparently healthy Baghdadi on camera for the first time since 2014. It's unclear when or where the video was shot. The man acknowledges the group's defeat in Syria, the end of its self-declared caliphate. In a video apparently aimed at boosting his militants' morale, he vows more attacks, saying the enemy should know jihad will continue until doomsday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rains continued to pound northern Mozambique on Monday, hampering aid deliveries in the aftermath of a cyclone, the death toll from which has now risen to 38. The cyclone hit Mozambique late Thursday with wind gusts up to 220 kilometers per hour. It's the second deadly cyclone to hit the country in 6 weeks. On Sunday, the UN released $13 million to provide life-saving food, shelter, health, water, and sanitation assistance to people affected by the cyclone. The Pentagon says it will send about 300 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to help in tasks that will put them in contact with migrants, marking a break in current practice. A statement released Monday by the Department of Defense said the troops will provide administrative support, will help transport migrants, distribute meals, and, quote, monitor their welfare. This is VOA News. Pakistan announced Monday a major reform plan for the mainstreaming of more than 30,000 Islamic seminaries known as madrasas amid long-running allegations that some of these religious schools promote violent extremism and maintain ties to transnational terrorist networks. Pakistan is under international pressure to act against Islamist groups that continue to operate religious seminaries and other facilities in the country, despite being designated by the United Nations as global terrorists. The Ugandan opposition lawmaker Robert Kyagulani, better known as the singer Bobby Wine, has been taken to prison and charged with unlawful assembly. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports for VOA from Kampala.
When asked to say something, Wine told the court that he did not commit any crime.
I'm only here because I disagree with the political leadership of this country, and in particular, President Museveni. But my spirit is confident, Your Honor, because I am here not because I've stolen public funds or I've killed somebody. I am glad that I'm here because I'm fighting for them, for you, Your Honor, for everybody in this country. I'm here for protesting against unfair taxation and against injustice.
The Public Order Management Act requires anyone intending to carry out a protest to inform the police beforehand. However, many meetings and peaceful protests by members of the opposition have been blocked by police, who insist the protesters must seek advance permission, something the law does not require.
The disease measles was considered eradicated from the United States in 2000. But the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday said the number of cases continues to grow. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The CDC says there are 704 measles cases reported so far this year in 22 states.
This is the greatest number of cases reported in the United States since measles was eliminated.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who underscores the vaccine is harmless.
We know vaccines are safe because they're among some of the most studied medical products we have.
The number of measles cases has already eclipsed the total for any full year since 1994. That's when there were 963 cases reported. Shelley Adler, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday warned of a disturbing groundswell of intolerance and hate-based violence aimed at followers of many faiths. Houses of worship, he said in a statement, instead of the safe havens they should be, have now become targets. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.